we're gonna start the Triple Nipples show right now. So I'm really excited and we're gonna have the best time.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper rock legend, Mike Routier, in the place to be. It's a Japanese week, Mike.
It's a Japanese-French week, my friend.
Japanese-French, that makes sense to me.
Always. Two great tastes that go together. Now, I spent a couple weeks over there in Petty, and you're out gallivanting around some clubs talking to Japanese people. It fits
That's right.
just fine.
We got very multicultural this week. I felt very San Francisco, Mike.
It's like a giant globetrotter.
That's right. This is a globetrotting kind of week. We're playing the Triple Nipples. It was a wild show at the Parkside, San Francisco.
I got to say, I'm a little jealous. These guys sound like a terrific interview, man. This is cool stuff for once.
Nipples, no waiting, Mike. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a cow.
It was beyond.
Like a Voltron.
It was like
version
Kobe
of a cow.
Beef. It was beyond a cow, Mike. I mean, this was amazing. Well, I had a great time. Very interesting band. Wild.
Now, not the
happening.
Most accessible band. Let's just be honest. You got to kind of see these guys live, wouldn't you say?
You got to get out there and see the band live. Yeah, but you know, I feel like we're catching them in their formative moments. They don't even have a record out yet. These are all demos and stuff that we're.
But they've
be
been rubbing elbows with some, or rubbing nipples with some big
some
artists.
Rock
Devil
limiters,
out there. Pharrell taking a look at them.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a wild year for Triple Nipples, and we're featuring them this week. But you put together quite a bizarre and eclectic show.
As always, my friend. But I went above and beyond the call of duty, it's true. Having come back from Paris, I stopped by a couple of record stores there, and they turned me on some hip shit. I got some cool records, Francois records from the 50s. Some new stuff, too. A little record shop called Born Bad. They also have a label. We check them out. But we're going old school to start things off with the best version.
Oh,
this song ever. Come on,
like,
Radio Like You Want. All right, it sucks.
Why is that going? bon de la sweet mace. It is love, love, love at sight first, no? Ah, golden girl, you are the corned beef to me. I am the cabbage to you.
Crois-moi, mon cœur, on a bien le droit quand on aime de s'enlacer la nuit venue. Que cela pose un problème, c'est rencontrer pour s'embrasser dans la rue. Crois-moi, mon cœur, on peut sous un portail complice échanger tous nos mots d'amour et nous y blottir sans malice, se caresser tout oublier jusqu'au jour. Tant pis pour tous ceux qui ne voient pas le bonheur de la vie comme je le vois. Et tant pis pour ceux qui ne comprennent pas que l'on a besoin de ça. Crois-moi, mon cœur, quand le bonheur frappe à la porte, faut le prendre avec furie avant que le temps le déporte. Et inviter pour échauffer notre vie. Ceux qui ne voient pas le bonheur de la vie comme je le vois. Et tant pis pour ceux qui ne comprennent pas que l'on a besoin de ça. Crois-moi, mon cœur, s'il y en a qui s'en formalisent, pensons pas, c'est bon nous fort. Et si cela les scandalise, ignorons-les, tout le serré corps à corps. Ignorons-les, tout le serré corps à corps.
Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond. Do you like Japanese sake, Mr. Bond? Or would you prefer vodka martini?
I like sake, especially when it's served at the correct temperature. 98.4 degrees Fahrenheit, like this is.
For a European, you are exceptionally cultivated.
Do you have any commandos here?
I have much, much better. Ninjas.
Ninjas?
The art of concealment and surprise, monster. This is my ninja training school. First, you become a Japanese. Second, you train hard and quickly to become a ninja, like us.
He's drinking Japanese tea.
What? Drinking?
What kind of a Japanese are you? What kind of a Japanese are you? What kind of a Japanese are you?
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
On a globetrotting week, Mike, when we've gone far, far east, you've pulled it back into the tropical paradise that is... Well,
Francais, let me tell you. Grab your tanning butter and check this out. Crash Normal is the name of the band. Moon Food, name of the tune. Your Body Got a Land. 2012.
Something new, Mike.
We'll be right back.
Crash Normal, the band that's busting big out of Paris right now, I'll tell you what. Knocking the doors down, making new things happen. They're on the attack.
The guy picks up one new record in the last decade, and he's so proud of himself. Mike went to France. It was a wild trip. What did you do out there, Mike? Did you just, like, was it just, like, romantic, like, stocking-sniffing times out in
stocking-sniffing.
Wild Paris? What went
yeah,
down?
Yeah, I just rode the gondolas, and then we hiked up the
the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn, and then we, you know, we went to Big Ben.
You're
it was great.
You're not giving any details, are you, Mike? Well, we heard Crash Normal, Moon Food, brand new one before that, The Residence, San Francisco's finest Japanese watercolor. That's how it all ties in.
Wow.
Mike Routier kind of
ties into what?
It ties into our Japanese fantasy this week.
Spell it out now.
Listen, the people need to be like, spoon-fed
anyway.
What's going on. Before that, Eddie Mitchell et les Chaussettes. Quoi, moi, mon cœur. Cross
what?
My heart.
Speak English,
Mikey.
You freak.
Tell me about this. Wait, what is it about this band? They used to be something else?
Yeah, well, I think it was the Les Noirs. Chaussettes, or
the
whatever.
Black Sox,
right from the late 50s, early 60s. A lot of bad Bill covers in their repertoire, but this is a little later. Anywho, before that, the greatest version ever of White Light, White Heat, Lou Reed Live.
We are moving forward, onward, and upward, Big Michael. This is a crazy episode. We're
John Gentile coming up next. He's going to bring us some new tunes. Before that, we always go old school. Let's go back to France, metal, urbane here with Perry McQuire.
On radio, like
that's
you
not
want.
How you say that. Shit!
Inventer la liberté, fiché traité, maltraité, façonner vie camouflée, solide gardien de l'abri, payé armé pour nous tuer. Assassine, l'état dans la poche, je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche, je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche, je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste! Paris m'a dit quotidien. Un jeu truqué où tu perds. Terre en meurtre à chaque instant. Trône d'état assassin. Fragilité, liberté. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste. Révolution, résistance. Paris m'a dit quotidien. La vie zombie régulée. Musée blindé de la prière. La ville résiste, terroriste. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste. Révolution, résistance. Paris m'a dit quotidien. La vie zombie régulée. Musée blindé de la prière. La ville résiste, terroriste. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste!
And now for the thrill you've all been waiting for.
Thank you. yo, radio like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. It is my job to pry that Buzzcocks records from your fingers for 2 minutes once per week so you can listen to some brand new music. Today's brand new music comes from Fidlar, functional California junkie aesthetic, if you will. This is one of their brand new tracks, and it's called No Ways.
Courtesy of John Gentile. Well, I guess he kind of popped back from last week. Last week he...
This was a comeback, Garagey.
I kind of like this
kind of trippy. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Good one there, John. Fidlar, No Waves from the No Waves 7-inch. And hey, guess what? That's new. It's not old. It's new. Before that, we heard an old one, though, Blag. One of your big picks. What was the name of that band there?
Metal Urbane Périmaquis.
Ah, oui, oui, my friend.
Oui, oui. 1978, and you know, you gotta hand it to him for trying, Mike, but there's just some languages that punk rock, I don't know.
Well, it's just funny because they're talking to him. When you talk to him about rock, you know, it's all about the jazz or whatever. When you talk to him about rock and roll, even from the 50s stuff or punk, they're like, yeah, we didn't really, you know, we just imitated. We didn't
but
really
they love
those.
It. When you go to France and you play, they are people who love rock and roll and love American stuff and love American
people.
They do.
People. They just
I
don't imitate
where
it
the
very
goofiness
well,
comes
but,
from,
you know.
People in America will trip on the French thing, and I'm like, man, go there. It's where it's at. I love it there.
Oh, so
it's
a beautiful place.
You got to go hang out, fuck and suck through an entire week of debauchery. The things you told me about, Mike.
Oh, debauchery galore. Let me tell you. If you want to do France, you got to go debauch.
Orgies in the middle of a casino. I mean, with Gruyere cheese being spackled in every orifice, Mike. I mean, the kind of stuff you were on about during the break. But we got to get back to the show.
Oh, we got to get back to clean, God-loving stuff like triple nipples.
Triple nipple!
Now, I'm jealous of this, man. You got to hang out with these guys. This is the coolest thing since
sliced sushi.
The Noir Chazettes or whatever the fuck.
Le Noir Chazette. Yeah, the triple nipples. It was a beautiful time hanging out with them. Wait till you hear the interview. It's all right here on radio.
Like you want! We'll be right back.
right. I'm at the Parkside in San Francisco with Japan's newest export, Triple Nipples. Welcome to the show. Okay, I should introduce you guys first. So who am I talking to? I have the three ladies from Triple Nipples, the lead vocalist. Tell me your names.
Yuka,
Korea,
Nabe.
Yuka, Korea, and Nabe. And Korea had a great story about her name, how it came about. Tell the story of your name.
When Korea. I was junior high student, me and my friend were making believe as bats.
Making believe that you were gay?
Yeah, and then we were talking like, I'm Korea.
So you were making fun of gay people, mm-hmm. and it wound up coming, the word queer turned into Korea.
Yeah.
And that's your name. Classic. Now the rest of the band is non-female and non-Japanese. So how did, tell me your names first. Let's get the introductions out of the way. Tell me what you play.
I'm Joseph, I play bass.
I'm Elliot, I play drums.
I'm Jimmy, I'm guitarist.
Wait, cousin. Eddie's American.
And Eddie.
We found Eddie.
From
Craigslist.
So first the three of you got together and you wrote a bunch of material?
No.
No. You just got together and said what?
We were just three girls who were performing on the stage, like just dancing.
Dancing?
Yeah. At first we were making believe as the mutation of half cow, half human.
Half cow, half human?
Yeah.
Okay, well hey, it's got tits. It's, you know, that'll work.
And we were
splashing alcoholic milk.
To the audience?
Out of our fake rubber boots.
Yeah.
So you guys were sort of a performance art piece more.
Yeah.
And you had a musical background and you all behind you.
We were dancing to Disney Channel.
Destiny's Child, one of my all-time favorites. This band made an incredible video called LSD for a great song. I want to talk to him about it, but first I just got to ask you, can you get LSD in Japan?
Yes. One of my friends makes all the LSD that exists in Japan.
Well, we probably shouldn't say his name, but wow, so you guys, so you've had access to it, you're able to get LSD.
No, I've never tried LSD.
You never tried it, you just wrote the song.
Yeah. I like my ass.
I'm sorry. You guys are very interesting. You're like a combination of sort of, computerized beats with a live band on top of it. So tell me how you make your tracks.
Somebody
else. We're just trying to capture the energy of the live performance when we're recording. We do a lot of program beats.
And who programs the beats? A drummer or?
Me and my cousin. We both program everything.
So how did you meet up with the crew here?
Jerry fell in love with Yuka.
Yeah.
Jerry fell in love. I can't blame him.
Like a lustful, passionate, like, you know, I've got to get this girl. I'll do anything to get her. So maybe I can turn this into a band. And wow. Then I will be with my dream girl forever.
Wow, so it was just love at first sight. When you saw Yuka on stage, is that what did it, or did you meet her somewhere else?
Yeah, no, it kind of was actually, but like it took a while, I think.
And now we've been together for 6 years. Like we just had our 6 years anniversary. Like,
wow, congratulations. Yeah, did you cut your hair to match Yuka's, or did Yuka cut it to match?
I'm like the guinea pig, so I ask for a haircut, she cuts it, and then she goes to some really fancy hairdresser
and cuts it herself.
Well, better than my one.
So what were you doing in Japan? Were you looking to put together a band when you
got... Yeah, I was actually. Yeah, that's why I was there.
But yeah, so basically like me and Joe got together, and then we started making the films and doing the music.
And it was all kind of based around the three ladies and lyrics that the girls would write, or that you guys
write? We kind of write lyrics together. It's a group effort.
We usually have like a picture, like we'll find a picture or like a photo or a bit of art or just an idea, and we'll just build something around that.
Yeah.
And that can be like Miami was actually like I kissed a girl in a club and then I Facebooked her and it was all of her in a bikini in Miami. I was trying to figure out who this girl was in Tokyo, and so I was like, wow, let's do a song called Miami. And so I got all the Facebook photos and we made a video clip, and then we made the song to go with the video clip. That's how we do it. We just build it all together, and the visual aspect and the artistic aspect and the musical aspect, it's all kind of cohesive.
It's all one. Well, this is Triple Nipples doing Miami on Radio Like You Want. Tell me the story of Just Us Three. A little more down tempo for you guys.
Yeah.
Not quite as frantic.
Yeah, so basically this song is about my really depressed dad. He's a really beautiful hearted, really nice person, beautiful person. But my mom left him like 10 years ago. And he still can't forget her. And he still sees the moment that he first met her. And like, I don't know, and basically he's really depressed and he drinks every night, and he's torturing himself but to become happy, but he's doing something that's against it, but he doesn't realize, or maybe he realizes it, but I don't know.
Maybe this show will bring him back, maybe this will bring them back together again,
yeah.
Who knows?
So
this song is about my dad.
So this one's a little heavier. A little more emotional.
Yeah.
You guys are mining the depths there.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
Yeah, the thing really is in Japanese culture, the firstborn son has to move in with the parents and take care of them. So Just Us Three is really about lost love.
Yeah. It's about him and his parents living together. Yeah,
just us three. Without a wife.
Because
in Japanese culture, you must move in with your parents if you're the firstborn son.
Or take care of them.
Yeah. Younger brother can have his own life, but the oldest son has to look after the parents.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so he's got all this like dream about like sailing in a boat all over the world. If he finds this like ancient culture in wherever, and he's got all these dreams but never came true because he had to be stuck there with her with his parents, and so he's a dreamer but none of the dream never came true.
In America we just forget about our parents. Hey, who cares? It's triple nipples on Radio Like You Want.
This is the notorious one-man orgy, Joshua Fries, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Oh, there's a good Devo story about it. In the late 70s when they did their infamous first big live television thing on Saturday Night Live. And they were really excited, and they saved up. They bought a little bit of Coke, and they were really excited. They're backstage in their little dressing room at Saturday Night Live. And John Belushi, who was a fan, who was instrumental in getting Fear on, he came back. They had like four or five lines like chopped up, or like two big lines or something. And John Belushi sticks his head in, and as Jerry tells the story, he was talking like Curly from the Three Stooges. He's going, "Hey, Steve-O, what do you say? Oh, you gonna do some cocaine, are you?" And they're like, "Oh, hey, John, would you like some?" They're like, "We'll offer John Belushi some cocaine." Right. And he goes, "Don't mind if I do." they said he was wearing the Blues Brothers outfit. He had a little Coke straw in his pocket, ready to go. He pulls it out, leans down, and does all of it, and goes, "Thank you very much," and leaves. And they all looked at each other like, "What the fuck?"
Back with Triple Nipples. Now, guys, how long have you been in the States for? Is this your first tour here?
No, we were in the States in December. We were touring with Devo on the East Coast.
How did you hook up with Devo?
They contacted us, and they wanted a support band for their tour, and, you know, we really liked Devo, and Mark's a really nice guy, everyone was cool, so we did it. It was amazing. But this is the first time we've been on the West Coast.
do you find America to be a decadent, sick, and demented place? Have you guys gotten into any weird adventures, any bizarre drug-fueled orgies, any...
It's more China.
Yeah, it's more China. China's more the problem for drug-fueled orgies, and Taiwan. I can't actually say any more, but a meth head did give me weed in the street in San Fran.
Nice.
And then he tried to lead us up to a tunnel on the way to the liquor store, which I'm pretty sure was a stabbing for a wallet.
Right.
But, you know, we're wiser than that, so we just took the weed and ran. That was cool.
Now, ladies, what happened to you in China? Did you guys have fun in China?
No, we're not talking about China.
You know, we're taught in America that China is very repressed and nothing happens there, but that doesn't appear to be It's yeah. wow. So is it wilder than Japan?
Death penalty.
And what?
Death penalty.
Death penalty?
that's what we were looking at, basically.
Yeah, we saw the moment of death penalty. Like, 1 second, everything went down to slow motion. I don't say anything more than this, but like...
I'm more confused than ever, but I love it. So you guys went to China and saw the insanity. Here in America, things have been a little mellower. I want to get you guys drunk, so you tell me the China story later.
Okay.
I want all the sex, drugs, death, and violence.
Yeah. That's actually a lyric, please.
Yeah. Sex, death,
let's see your hate.
Wait, say it again.
Sex, death, fear, hate.
Sex, death, fear,
hate.
This is brilliant stuff. Now, why do you guys write your lyrics in English? Why don't you write in Japanese, or do you sometimes?
But like, I think the basically, like, even if you're singing English, people don't really understand. So maybe maybe you don't understand whether we're singing in English or Chinese, Japanese, French, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, we have French and Spanish, English, Japanese.
All covered.
A truly multicultural.
Yeah, all in our lyrics. Yeah. Claire speaks fluent French, so we've got a few French songs now. Yeah.
You look vaguely French, Claire. They call you Claire, but it's Korea.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe she can speak something.
Yeah,
French.
Can you speak a little French?
Bonjour, tout le monde. Qu'est-ce que je parle?
Have you guys toured France at all?
Yeah.
So you've been all over Europe as well.
Yeah. We're going back to France to play with Chick Chick Chick.
Sounds like the world is your oyster, my friends. Thank you so much for talking to me. Triple nipples on radio like you want. Come by!
I'm Gria from Triple Nipples. You're listening to Radio
Like you want.
Like you want. Like John Travolta wants.
Mr.
Mike.
Happy Ending.
It's been a wild week, hasn't it? Donna Summer dies. Now,
well,
the guy from
it's the
Bee
last
Gees
nail
died.
In the coffin in disco, man. You got the 2/3 of the Bee Gees gone.
Gone.
Donna
Robin
Summer, gone.
Dead. Donna Summer, gone.
John Travolta, happy endings everywhere he turns. Like,
that's
come
right.
on, what the it's, hell?
It's the death. Well, I mean, part of it's got to be Scientology, right? I mean,
all of it's Scientology. Okay. Don't kid yourself.
Do you think they actually assassinated Donna Summer? They were still pissed about Love to Love
she
You, baby.
She knew, yeah.
She knew
she
all
knew the
secrets.
Travolta's fetishes, man, and it was.
See? It's all coming out now.
For her,
like,
man. And so Robin Gibb, too.
What a wild week. We spoke to Triple Nipples. You heard it here first. It's a wild amalgam of people. You got the dudes. You got the girls.
Dudes and
the
girls.
Music on the fly.
So diverse.
With the help of technology. They got the wild primitive costumes.
They got guitars.
On.
They got
They're knocking it around. It's
now, did
wild
you get any
time.
Live music there? I would really appreciate hearing some of the
I
live.
Recorded a little live, but I don't know if the fidelity was really
wow.
up
I mean,
to
I
your
think
standard.
The only way that
like,
could get better would be live.
If it was actually
in fact,
live.
I was thinking about putting together this big sound system. Holy, what the?
My lord, the wolves are at the door, Mike.
Good
it
lord.
Came from the garage.
Oh, Black, who do we got this week, my friend?
Well, we're looking at the Jaguars. I don't know if you've heard them, my friend, but
no, what?
This
tell me all about it.
Well, it's Dancing Lonely Night
wow.
on the radio.
Tell me more. Who's in the band? When did they start? What do they look like?
Hey!
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 Hey! Hey! 忘れて昨日のあの子は忘れて踊り続けていたい夜なのさ
Square if she's French and only 24.
There's something about France that always reminds me of Japan. Did you see the connection there?
Hey, shut up. I got to do this. It's the guilty pleasure. Chime in. Guilty. Yeah. Too weird.
Pleasure.
My name is Nabe from Triple Nipples. I request Kawachi Otokobushi.
Little piece of heaven now, Mike.
Sounds like she's in it right here, Blake.
I dig Donna.
Who doesn't?
Ooh, feels good. And of course, Robin Gibb, we lost him, but he lives on.
And who's the third?
John Travolta, of course. He's
not
just,
John
Travolta.
He's still
himself.
Alive. He just made a homosexual flub. Talking about Donald Duck Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn, one of the greatest bass players in history, played on many, many of the Stax
Booker
sessions.
T and the MGs, Stax, House Band, Blues Brothers. I'm sure everyone knows it from that.
The man is a rock legend. Donald Duck Dunn, do not sleep on the master. We got to thank Triple Nipples this week.
Big
thank
thanks
you
to them.
For taking the time to talk to us. Look for this band, Mike. They are going to keep
Devo
making
likes
bizarre
them.
Records.
I like them. That's all I got to say.
Me too. We had a great time with them. We heard all kinds of wild French tracks.
We went French, we went Japanese, back to French, back to Japanese again, and then reverse, and then but in the same order. Blag, where can everyone find out all our crazy stuff?
Don't forget, RadioLikeYouWant.com. There's a new show every Friday. Download it. Play it with your friends.
Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is the place to be if you want to get hold of us. Send us your requests. Send us your tunes you want us to play. Don't forget to subscribe. RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the info. We premiere every Thursday night, 7 p.m. on PunkRadioCast.com. Blag, we're out of here.
Satan loves you.
Satan summer.
Aloha. 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 Aloha.
And I'm working with them. Thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a really good fucking Japanese night, because they were awesome.
Greedy Worldwide.